Well, I wonder if we could turn on a microphone in Buckingham Palace right now, and allegedly Charles and I are making up. I wonder just what we'd encounter.
I say, Diana, what is that you're writing?
Well, Charles, as you know, you are 15 years my senior, and that means you shall pass substantially before I. So I was just making up a list of potential suitors after you're gone.
My God, Diana, I'm not even cold in my grave, and you're bloody well writing out a list.
Calm yourself, Charles. Look at your Dumbo ears are turning red.
Let me see the bloody list. My God, man. Look at this. Look at this. Baseball players. Don Mattingly. Tom Selleck. Tom Cruise.
Well, I figure I'm entitled to a toy boy myself, Charles. Tom Cruise might want to...
Sean Penn? Sean Connery? He's bloody older than I am!
Yes, Charles, but chances are he'll be around a lot longer. You know, Sir Laurence Olivier, those actors tend to live forever. You, Charles, on the other end, look at you! You might have a stupid polo accident, trampled by a horse. You could be dead any time. Think I'm going to sit here and twiddle my thumbs? I damn well am going to have a game plan!
Wilt Chamberlain, Diana?
Well, I figure I could be 2,226. Why not? There's got to be something to that man. Oh, God.
You never know, Charles. You might be standing on the white cliffs of Dover and a gust of wind will catch those Dumbo ears and off you go. Alley-oop.
So...
My God, Diana, I can't believe you have Pee-wee Herman. Pee-wee Herman on the top of the list.
Oh, Charles, I find something fascinating about a man. At least I'll get to go to the movies more often.
Well, do me one favor, Di. Should I shuffle off this mortal coil? Should I leave this veil of tears prematurely? Do me one favor. If you do take up with Pee-wee Herman, when you go to the movies, don't let him wear my good Burberry's trench coat.
It's the Best of Grease Man, Volume 4, from DC 101.